Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yoma Daf Ayin Chet Amud Bet. And finally going to be looking back to the end of Mishnah Aleph and then Mishnah Bet. So at the end of Mishnah Aleph, we pointed out that HaMelech VaKala Yechatzur Pneihem, the exceptions to the prohibition of washing apply to a king and to a new bride who may wash their face. When we finish this piece, we'll go back and read the rest of the Mishnah in order to be well equipped to study the analysis here in the Gemara. Matnitin Mani, who is the author of Mishnah Mechanim and Trajunhi? Why the Tanya Hamelach Vakala Loyachatsu Pnehem? So we see an opposing voice who does not allow them to wash any more than anybody else. And Rechanim Trajun quotes Rabbi Elazar saying they may. Hachaya Lotin Olata Sandal. A chaya who is a new mother may not wear shoes. And that, of course, was the other exception in our Mishnah that we read. My Tama Melech, why may a king wash his face? Dichtiv Melech b'yofio techzen einecha. King has to look presentable. Kala my Tama Kadesh Ganel Bala. She's a new bride. We don't want her husband to see her looking disheveled and not like her. So how long is a kala called a kala? A kala may wear her fancy jewelry or whatever it is for 30 days. So kala is 30 days. Why may a new mother wear a sandal? Because otherwise she might catch cold. If it's because there are scorpions around, something of the sort, then not only she, but anybody may do so. Okay, now back into the Mishnah. At the end of our Mishnah, just to be clear, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who allowed the Chaya to wear the sandal and Chachamim prohibit. Okay, now in the next Mishnah, which was included with ours, somebody eats the size of a thick date, Kamoa uchigari nata, including it and its pit, meaning that's the shear, or if you drink a mouthful, chayav, then you're chayav karet for violating Yom Kippur. So if you eat a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and together it makes up the shear of kotevet hagasa, or you drink a little of this and drink a little of that, and together it makes up the shear of melo lugmav, then you're chayav, but a little bit of food and a little drink are not mitzareif, even though we considered them to be one inui. Now back in the Gemara, on Daf Ayin Chet Amud Bet. By Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following, Kachotevet Shamru Begar Inata, or below Gar Inata. Does that mean a Kotevet with its pit or without? By Ravashi, Etzem Kisora. So now he asked the question about the shear of a bone that's Metame in Tumat Ohel. Tumat Maga, of a mate. Is it a barley biklipata or below klipata? It's the etzem kisora is the halacha l'moshe Sinai, but does that mean a piece of barley, a barley corn, with or without its shell, without its husk? Balachal bivesha, a moist one or a withered one? Ravashi lomi baile hadra papa. Why didn't Ravashi ask the question about the kotevet? Because gasa itmar, kol kama de gasa. Because the Mishnah says a fat date, meaning however fat it can be. So in other words, we certainly are including it with the garin. He didn't ask about the etzem because lacha shibolet mikri shalobikli pata ushla mikri. If it's moist, it's called a shibolet, and if it doesn't have its husk around it, it's called ushla. So therefore, saora must mean a dry one with its husk. Amrav Yehuda, kotevet hagasa she'amru, yitera mikabetza. The shear of a kotevet hagasa is bigger than a kabetza. V'kimu rabbanan v'hachi miyat v'da'ate. The rabbanan knew that that's the amount that a person eats that'll kind of settle him down, and if he's confused or feeling tired or something like that, will give him a little bit more energy. Batsa miyachala miyat v'da'ate. Less than that will not, and that seems to be the shear of inui. Meitive, the challenge. Ma'asevev, yilur miyachum and zakai, li to'omet tatavshil, So this is on Sukkot. They brought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai something, a little bit to taste, something that they were cooking to see what it tasted like. And they brought him two kotavot, And they bail a pail of water, and they, in every case, they said, bring them up to the sukkah. We don't want to eat them in the sukkah. But Tani Allah, Lomne Shalachakach, not because you have to eat them in the sukkah. Shratzu Lachmer Latzman, they wanted to be more machmer to eat them in the sukkah. Shunatnulo Rabbi Tzadok Ochel Pechot Mikabetza, when Rabbi Tzadok, who was coming out of his fasts, was given a food less than a kabetza, Netaloba Mapai took it in a cloth, Vachalo Chutzla Sukkah, and ate it outside of the sukkah, Velobe Rachacharav. And he did not say Bracha Achrona afterwards, because less than a kashir. What's the implication? Ha kabetza by sukkah. So if it was a kabetza, you would need a sukkah. But remember, we just had two kotavot, and we said you didn't really need a sukkah. So in other words, the statement about Rabbi Tzadok was, he said, ate outside of the sukkah because less than a kabetza, which means a kabetza would have to be eaten in the sukkah. And the story with the other chachamim had something that was two kotavot, and they really didn't need it in sukkah. If you think kotev is bigger than a kabetza, shtei kotavot below garinin. Karinan, lo have a kibetza. If you think two kotavot without their pits are not a kibetza and therefore don't need to be eaten in a sukkah, kotev ragasav ganatami have a terem kibetza, how could one kotevet with its pit be bigger? Indeed, shtei kotavot below garinatan lo have a kibetza, kotev ragasav ganatam, have a terem kibetza. Evidently, the pit of a kotevet is that big that one with its pit will be bigger than a kibetza, even though two without will be less. That's why people have the aphorism. They say that that if you have two kabim of tamarim, you have one kav worth of it is pit, because the pits are very, very big. Rava Amar Hatam Hainutam Mishum Dahavale Peri. Actually, Rava said there's a different reason, not because two kotavot without the garin are smaller than one with, but rather because they were talking about fruit. You don't need to eat perot in a sukkah. But the case of Rabbi Tzadok was evidently something more substantial. When they were studying with Rabbi Lozman Shamua, they brought us grapes and figs and grapes, and we ate them as achilat arai, evidently meaning less than a proper amount. And we ate them outside of the sukkah. What's the implication? Achilat ra'in, achilat kevalo. That if we ate them properly, we'd have to be in the sukkah. So, ema achalnum ke'achilat ra'i chutz la'sukkah. So clarify, what it really means is fruit can always be eaten outside of the sukkah. And we ate them outside of the sukkah, just like you eat food, like a regular meal, achilat ra'i, outside of the sukkah. Or it could be that we actually ate the fruit sitting down properly, and we ate a little bread with it as achilat arai, which is permissible outside of the sukkah. And this supports that interpretation. That if you ate in the sukkah and you ended off with eating some mamtakim, some sweet things, then you yotze. Isal kadaitach per ba sukkah litni perot. But if you'd think you need to eat perot in a sukkah, it should have said perot, not mine targima. My mine targima perot. The answer is no. That's what it may mean. Ibaitema ba'atur lo shchichi pere. Or perhaps it was talking about a place where perot are not available. Perot may still need to be eaten in the sukkah, so no proof from there. Azvira mar kotev ragasa shemu chasera mikabetza. He disagreed with her papa and said, Kotevet Hagasa is actually less than a kibetza. No, in Beit Shammai Omrim, So'or Bechazayit, this is the Mishnah in Beitza, the shear of So'or on Pesach is Kazayit, Chameis Bechakotevet. Avinamai, my Talmud of Beit Shammai, why do Beit Shammai, as opposed to Beit Hillel, say Zeve Zeve Chazayit? Why do they say Chameis is bigger? Nichtu Rachwana Chameis v'lobay So'or, because the Torah could have just said Chameis, and I would not have known Seor. Chametz, which is not the hard chametz, asur b'chazayit, Seor shechimutzokashe lo kol shekein. Certainly Seor, which is kind of the base chametz, is asur b'chazayit. Hagin rachmana, from the fact that the Torah talked about chametz and Seor, limdalacha shiro shazet lo kashiro shazet, that they have a different shear. Seor b'chazayit, b'chametz b'chakotevet. Sagadai the kotevet agasa shemur yitera mikabetza, and if you think a kotevet is bigger than a kabetza, after Beit Shammai Shiur Danafish Mikazayit Kamahadri, if Beit Shammai are looking to just have something that's a little bigger than a Kazayit, Lini Kabetza, go to Kabetza. Not all the way up to Kotevet, unless Kotevet is between them. And if Kibetza and Kakotevet are the same, Nitni Kibetza, which is a much more popular one in rabbinic literature. So Kotevet must be smaller, and that's why Beit Shammai went to the next bigger thing after Kazayit, which is Kotevet. Maybe it really is bigger like our papa. Hastama b'kabetza, meaning a regular kotevet is kabetza, and a kotevet hagasa is bigger. And even though they're the same shear, he picked one of them, so he picked kotevet. Elamihacha, this is the better proof. Ad kama mezamnin, how much does a person have to eat to be included as zimun? Ad kazayit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad kabetza. Alright, but my kami palgi, Rabbi Meir savar b'achalta zu achila v'savata zu shtia, achila b'chazayit. Right, since the Torah says for Berkat HaMazon, Vachalta v'Savata Achilas Kazayit, and Rabbi Yehuda says Vachalta v'Savata means Achila sheish bas sviya. Savata is not referring to drink, like Rabbi Meir says, but rather it defines Achila. It has to be Achila, which gives you satisfaction. Veza says Zekabetza. V'sal k'dayt ha'kotevet ha'gatsa shemri yitirami kibetza ashtu kibetza zivui misvadata l'miyatva. He says it's not possible. If kibetza already satisfies you, then certainly it should give you yeshuva dat. So why do you need a bigger shear of kotevet? It must mean a lav shramina kotevet agasah shemru pachot mikabeitza. Kabeitza maspa kotevet miatva date. It must be that kotevet agasah is less than a kabeitza. Kabeitza actually satisfies you. Kotevet just kind of gives you a little peace of mind or calms you down. And of course, kazayit is the minimal achila. Support for Rav Zvid. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up here on Daf Ayin Tet. I'm at the very bottom of the Ayin Tet. I'm in the next podcast. In the meantime, I should have a wonderful day.